Lipstick Chronicles. Tips from the lips of successful entrepreneurs.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Red Lipstick Chronicles, tips from the lips of successful entrepreneurs. And I'm so excited about our interview today. It's going to be absolutely amazing. I love hearing from entrepreneurs that are out there, they've stuck it out, and they've had to overcome, and they are still making it. And you know, Red Lipstick Chronicles, tips from the lips of successful entrepreneurs, it was created because there are so many amazing business owners out there all over the nation, all over the United States that we don't know about. And I want this platform to be a platform for those successful entrepreneurs that are doing their thing to be heard and to be seen. So again, thank you for joining us today. Get ready, get ready, get ready as we transition and we go into our session today, Red Lipstick Chronicles, tips from the lips of successful entrepreneurs. Well, welcome, Tanya, to Red Lipstick Chronicles, tips from the lips of successful entrepreneurs. Welcome, welcome, Miss Tanya Franklin. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Well, why don't you, I'm so excited to have you on our podcast series today. Why don't you share with everyone who Tanya Franklin is and what Tanya Franklin does?
Well, I am a virtual entrepreneur as well as an author, and I provide virtual services where I outsource back office administration, marketing, content writing, and event management to small entrepreneurs as well as career professionals.
Nice, nice, nice. So, Tanya, how long have you been in business?
I've been in business a little over 3 years. I'll be celebrating 4 years this fall.
Nice, 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 nice. And then I guess let's talk about your journey. So what made you get into virtual assistant?
Well, I guess it was kind of like a divine revelation, I guess.
Oh, we love those, don't we?
Because I was working for an insurance company, a major insurance company that had an agency here. And we were in the process of going through some major changes with the agency. So I ended up being without an office and had to work from home. Hmm. And I had to manage the local office, which sort of no longer really existed, as well as the satellite office, which was about 3-4 hours away. So I was looking for another job because I really wasn't sure of the job security because of the changes. And as I was doing my search, I came across virtual assisting. And so I was kind of like, you know, what is that? So I looked it up and I was like, I'm doing that kind of stuff right now. And I have always wanted to be an entrepreneur. And I just felt like this was the opportunity for me to be able to do that and to take all of the skills that I have acquired over the years and to be able to use them and not be boxed in by just only one set of skills. So that's really how that got started. I just started doing a lot of research, connecting with people on social media that were doing the same thing. And I found out that a lot of people were doing it. And so it's kind of like, you know, where have these people been? And over, I say, the last 2 years, I've really, really grown into my business and what it is that I like to do and who I like to serve. So I really just developed a passion for this particular business model.
I love it. That's awesome. That's awesome. So what, for the entrepreneur that is out there and they're already in business and they're looking to up-level their business. And when I say up-level, they're looking to grow their profits. They're looking to grow their revenues. What type of advice would you give them?
Stay current. Know what's going on in your industry. Pay attention to the different trends. Because especially in a fast-paced society that we're in, and a lot of businesses are, even if they are brick and mortar, they still have some type of online presence. And you have to stay with the trends. They're consistently changing. So that's one thing that I would definitely say, is to make sure that you're staying on top of what the changes are in your industry, what's working for, I wouldn't even say competitors, but for your peers that's in your industry. Look at what they're doing, not to imitate, but to know what's going on so that you know how to be able to function and be able to grow and build your revenue. Another thing is that networking and connecting is key. It's really important. Those people that are influencers in your industry, connect with them, stay connected with them, grow with them. You know, don't just go in it for what you can get from them, but also go in the relationship on what you can provide for them as well. So relationship, you know, I'm real big on that. I talk about that all the time, that relationship is 80% of success. So, you know, that's really, really key. Stay current and make sure that you're building those relationships.
You know, that's awesome advice. And I am very big on relationships as well. And I tell, mm-hmm. as a business coach, I always tell my clients, it's not about what you know, it's about how much you care. Showing your clients right. that you really care, and it's just not about a sale, it's about a relationship. So even in networking, creating that relationship, I mean, I even taught on in a series that I was just teaching on, don't send group messages, because that's so impersonal. You know, send right. an individual text or individual email that is specifically talking to them, and it shows them that you care at the end of the day. So I'm so happy you said relationships. So Tanya, talk to us about, what I know is a lot of people will see business owners who are running a successful business. And of course, as business owners, we always know there's another level. There's always levels to grow into, always levels to conquer, you know, and at every level is something new that pops up that you have to overcome. Share with us one of the biggest things that you had to, that was a challenge for you, that you had to overcome. And what did you do? What did you do? How did you overcome it? What did you do? And share that.
I think one of the biggest things was nailing down my niche, because, and I think that was big for me. Because when you're running an online business, there's just so much that's out there. The table spread is huge. And you can get caught up in getting comfortable in doing what everybody else is doing. And then on the flip side of that, you can become overwhelmed because you're trying to do so much. And that was my thing. I was trying to do every single thing right then. So that was a big thing for me. And I had to learn that I had to focus on what I was passionate about. And everything else, let that fall in line around it, to be sort of like the cushion to what I was really passionate about. Instead of just trying to do every single thing all at once, trying to do everything on a larger scale, nailing it down. I think that was like the biggest issue for me. I would probably also say understanding my value. And I know that that's something that I know a lot of people deal with. And I was kind of like in my shell. I didn't want anyone to know, you know, that I was struggling with that. But I'm finding out that a lot of small business owners, a lot of especially women entrepreneurs, that they're dealing with not really understanding their value and being able to communicate that. So, and that's like, to be honest, that's something recently that I have been dealing with, even though I have been in business for a few years. Understanding what my value is and how to communicate that value. I just really, really think for your listeners and your viewers that know what your passion is. Know what that one thing that you're passionate, even if you're passionate about a lot of different things, but that one thing that regardless of whatever your conversation is, that particular thing is going to always make its way into your conversation. That's like the heart of your passion of what it is that you want to do. And that's really, really key and important because you want to start off on a solid foundation, whether you're in business, even if you are, you know, trying to define your career, you want to have that solid foundation of, okay, where am I? Where am I going? You know, and what do I have to do to get there?
You know, that's good. I was writing because I didn't want to lose the train of thought. When you talk about value, and a lot of my clients, they don't truly understand who they are. And in my book, Activating Your Gifts, I say, who do you be? As an entrepreneur, you have to know how powerful you are in order to grow and develop. So, Tanya, that's so awesome that you realize that early in business, because there's so many entrepreneurs that have been in business for 10, 12 years, and they still don't truly understand their value, and they don't, the biggest area is pricing below their worth. You know, I there's so many entrepreneurs that I work with, and we have to strategically change their whole pricing program and their pricing services because it's way below their value and who they are. So I love that. Thank you for sharing that. And then I want to go back to what you said in the beginning, Tanya, about you were really already doing your gift. You were really already doing it, and then you stepped out, and now you do it, and it's your own business. And and God gives us amazing gifts. It's all about doing what you did, Tanya, and just pulling it out of you. So I love that. I love that. And then you talked about starting off on a solid foundation. There are a lot of entrepreneurs out there that are pretending. You know, you'll go to Facebook, you'll go to Instagram, and they make it seem like they are just multi-million dollar businesses. And girl, they are not making nothing. And I run, as a business coach, I'm telling you, I run across them all the time. And I'm like, you know what? At the end of the day, your visual presentation still needs to match your pocketbook. It needs you know, and at the end of the day, it is so important as a people, we have to transition our thought process. We have to think differently. We have to think bigger. And we have to be willing to go to higher heights. So, Tanya, tell me about a time in your life. And I was looking at the information that you sent over, and I desperately want you to share it. When it was just you and your kids. You know, you were walked out on, and you were left by yourself. Like, tell us about that journey and how you hit rock bottom, but then how you built yourself back up to get to your valley experience. Again, entrepreneurs need to know that the life of an entrepreneur is not always peaches and cream. It's not always rosy. And a lot of business owners give up right before their breakthrough, right before they reach the mountaintop. So share with me, go into detail about that.
Well, I think that the biggest thing for me was that I felt that I was like at the low of the low. And I had to make a decision. I had to make a decision on whether I wanted to just give up. And then the next question is, okay, so what do you do after you give up? What's next? Because there has to be a what's next. And I had no answers for the what's next. And I think that getting to that particular point, because I didn't have a professional tribe or support system like a lot of people say that they have. I didn't have a street team. I didn't have that. I had people, you know, that were supportive of me, but I did not have people that were dealing with the same thing that I was dealing with. They could say, I understand where you are. I know what you're going through. You know, here's my advice. Here's my wisdom on that. I didn't have that. So I made the decision to just take a serious evaluation of where I was and what really did I want to do. And, you know, this goes back to the divine revelations, because it was like, you're in this situation and now it's like, you say that this is what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Let's see how bad and how serious you are about it. That to the point where you don't have anything else. I'm going to tell you, Shanice, I applied for jobs like crazy. Mm. And anyone that has ever done that, that is a job itself. That is so exhausting when you're consistently applying for jobs, going on interviews and being told no, you know. And it was like, you know, God was saying, you're still trying to go down this road and I've already closed it off. I've already closed this off, and this is the path that I'm taking you on. And, you know, just like you said, we have this perception that entrepreneurship is, you know, the big bank, and, you know, you've got these power motivational sayings and all that. And it's like, oh, everything is so great, and you're like the big boss and all this boss life and da-da-da. But no one talks about how you are eating oatmeal every day.
Girl, come on.
Because you're pouring, you know, you're making the decision on whether to pay for this new app that's going to actually propel your business to the next level, or you're thinking about maybe getting some bread and maybe some sandwich meat. And then you're like looking at, okay, now I have to have gas money because I have a networking event that I know I need to be at, and I've got to put gas in my car in order to make it. So, you know, people are not even talking about that kind of stuff. And that's where I was. I mean, I had lost everything, even the income that I had been getting. And then I was dealing with client issues where they were all excited about the work, but they, you know, they were like, but when it came to the pricing, it was like, you know, I can do this month, but next month they're ghosts. And then it was like, you know, now it's, you are, you know, well, I wasn't satisfied with this particular project when at first you were all excited and loved the project, and it became a money issue. And then I had to really just look at myself, because it was like, what are you willing to do to make this money? Are you about to lose it with this particular person? So I really had to do a lot of self-evaluating. And I actually had spoke with a young lady. We were supposed to be doing a coaching session, and it turned into me just boohooing and crying on the phone about my life and how everything was totally going wrong. And what I realized in that was that I was not looking at myself in the mirror. I could help everyone else. Mm-hmm. I could tell everyone else that you need to do this. You need to do this for your business. You need to do this, you know, blah, 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 blah. But when it came to me, I was falling short. And a lot of times when we talk about self-care, we're talking about, you know, having a spa day or eating healthy or taking a vacation or a staycation or whatever. But sometimes that self-care means that you're evaluating your own purpose. And that is where the light switch came on, that every single thing that I had been doing, you know, I was looking at everything in tunnel vision, and I had to start with me. Mm-hmm. And that I had to look at even things that were going on personally, that, you know, and I had to just acknowledge that and say, Tanya, you have hit rock bottom. Mm. You've hit rock bottom. but you still have a passion to run this business. You still have a purpose, because regardless of what you think, against the, what I call the social media celebrities, regardless of what you think in regards to them and how you compare yourself to them, there's still a need for what you do. There's still a need for every single piece of wisdom that you have gained on this journey. Because I don't count any job or any volunteer experience or experience period for as for naught. It plays some particular part in the puzzle to me being who I am now and to who I'm about to be. And so I had to start looking at it from that lens and not sitting and crying in my milk and saying, you know, woe is me. You know, why is this happening? Why did that happen? Why did this not work out? Everything has a purpose and it all draws together for the greater purpose. And so I had to redefine all of that. And that led to me even saying, okay, now now you have to rebrand. You've got to rebrand because now things are about to be different. Mm-hmm. Things are about to be different because you have to be different. And even though I wasn't verbally expressing, you know, all of the low self-esteem that I had in regards to my business, it was still being communicated to my clients and even potential clients. And I didn't even realize that I was doing that. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of like I had to sit back and say, whoa, you know, look at what you're doing, Tonya. Look at who you are. Look at how you're representing yourself. And it was just mind blowing. You know, I couldn't change the fact that the husband left. I couldn't change that I lost my house. I couldn't change the fact that I lost all of my furniture and everything else, my book collection. I couldn't change any of that. I couldn't change that I had a child that I felt was losing her mind, you know, at a time where I really needed her to keep it together. Mm-hmm. I couldn't change any of that. I couldn't change being homeless. I couldn't change any of that at that particular moment. I couldn't change any of the things that led to me being in that situation. It was like, this is the moment that you are in right now. What are you going to do to move forward? You can't go back and say, okay, I want to erase and change this so that the husband didn't leave, or so that I didn't lose my home, or so that I didn't lose my job, even regardless of whether it was my fault or not. I can't go back and change that.
Right.
So it's like, get out of that.
Like, what do I learn? I have to learn from where I'm at. In order to transcend. Right. Yes, right. I love that.
Right.
You know, Tonya, that is so, I try not to miss different points. And I want to kind of walk through everything that you just said, because that was beautifully said. I want to say that to you. Mm-hmm. And in order to create that story and that, you know, in order to be able to tell entrepreneurs, been there, done that, you have to go through. And it's all about your own personal story. Your story is going to help other people. And as entrepreneurs that are growing, developing, and out there changing the world, we got to be transparent. We have to be able to tell people, you know what? Because when you said divorce, get it, been there. When you said lose a home, get it, been there, you know, and there's so many other people out there that can say, oh my gosh, Tonya did it. And now she's still breathing. Wait a minute. She's still moving. Wait a minute. She still got her business. Wait. You know, so it's just all about the transformation. You know, I have a 3-day conference coming up and it's called Transforming Your Profits, and it's all about the transformation. And that's what it sounded like you did when you took that look in the mirror and you're like, whoa, I can either stay here or I can either transform and go to the next level. And in your transformation, you rebranded. I'm sure you built your confidence, your self-esteem, and you start looking from different glasses, like you said, different lenses. So that's awesome. And then you were talking about your pricing, you know, when everything was kind of falling, you know, at the wayside, you know, your pricing. And what I, for my clients, I'm always telling them, everyone is not your client. Everyone is not right. your customer. You know, right. finding that niche and making sure you tune in and make sure that you are strategically aligned with them. So the situation that they have, you provide a solution. You know, so it's really making sure, and I'm so happy that you said that, connecting with your true ideal client. So that is awesome. That is awesome. And you also talked about personal development, and you're right. Mm-hmm. Your personal mm-hmm. is connected with your business. And if your That's personal right. life is all out of order, let me tell you, for whoever is listening, your business life is going to be out of order. Okay. And I'm not talking about balance because I don't believe in balance, but I do believe in order, creating some type of order where your life will flow and it's not off kilter. So that was beautifully said. That was beautifully said. So tell us about your journey back up, Tanya. How did you, so in the midst of you rebranding, in the midst of you transforming, in the midst of you climbing back out of what you were in, that could have took you out. It could have took you out. It could have made you go to a place of depression, you know, which I'm sure you felt a lot of it. You know, it could have got you to a place where, oh my gosh, my husband walked out on me. Who else is going to want me? I got children. I don't have right. a house. I don't, right. where do I go from here? So how did you shift your mindset and climb up out of your hole and tell us where you're at now with your business?
Well, the first thing was that I had to stop allowing obstacles to be the end. Stop declaring obstacles as the end. And that was a mind shift that I had to make. That was the number one thing. For so a man or a woman thinketh, so they are. So yeah. I had to change what was going on upstairs mm-hmm. in my mind. Mm-hmm. And so that the first thing was that I had said, and I had worked months and months and months on my new site. And I was like, okay, I'm feeling comfortable here. This is where I'm comfortable. Because at first I just did the site so I could say that I had got it done. But this time I was really comfortable with the site. I said, this really reflects who I am and what it is that I'm trying to do. This is the picture that I want to offer to clients. So I got comfortable with all of that. Then I had made this, I had planned everything out. I said, okay, I'm supposed to get this amount of money to be able to do this. And I'm going to be able to do this and do that. And then I got like I just got knocked off my feet again. So it's like, okay, do I just spiral out of control? And then it's like the obstacle is not the end. Hmm. And so I said, I'm going to go forth. Anyway, I have always been the type of person that, you know, my dad used to say this all the time, there's more than one way to skin a cat. And so it's like, okay, so now you have to find out what is your plan B? What are you going to do? And so I said, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to launch this anyway. I'm going to launch it anyway. And in the process of that, I didn't even realize that people were watching me. That people were watching what I was doing. And that's when people started coming to me and saying, you know, I've watched this and I just saw your new website. And I'm like, what? And that was the game changer. That was the game changer, because if I didn't believe in myself, if I didn't make the decision that this is what I'm going to do regardless, I had to do that mind shift that regardless, this is what I'm going to do. And, you know, it's just like as a parent, you know, even when our kids, you know, may not do the things that we desire them to do. They may not make the best decisions or whatever. You know, we make the decision that I'm going to still be your mom. Regardless of what you do, what you say, how you do it, how you say it, I'm going to still be your mom. So I had to make that decision that regardless, this is what I'm going to do. And in the process of that, I started realizing that all of the things that people have been pouring into me over the years, that they were little seeds, that they were little seeds preparing me for this particular point. Because at first, I wasn't ready for it. I wasn't ready. Even though people had been telling me, with client, you know, I think you would be good at doing this. I think you would be doing, you know, you would do well with adding this to your business. And I was kind of like, you know, no, that's not really me. You know, and at the time, I just wasn't ready because I hadn't made that mind shift. So if I was to put this in a nutshell, that the change started with me making the change in my mind and making the decision that I was going to do it regardless. Even if I have to take a hiatus, mm-hmm. I'm still going to do it. Mm-hmm. It's not like, oh, I'm just going to quit. This is going to be the end. This is what I'm going to do. And I had to make that decision.
So Tanya, I absolutely love your story. Absolutely. And I'm so excited that we connected and you decided to be a guest on our podcast. And before you share with everyone your ideal clients and exactly what you're looking for, let's have some fun. So what's your favorite movie out right now?
Oh my goodness. My favorite movie. I'm going to laugh. The Incredibles 2.
I'm not going to laugh. Listen, I love that movie. I took my little one to see it. Girl, is that the best?
Yes, I said I'm going to go see it again.
Is that the best? So where do you reside? What city and state do you reside in?
I am in Jackson, Mississippi. I am in the South.
In the South. Okay, so what is the best thing about Jackson, Mississippi that you enjoy doing? Like, what is, if oh I my. Said, okay, Tanya, I'm coming to visit you, what's going to be the first thing that you take me to do?
Oh my. The best thing to do here, because I don't even get out much, which is crazy. I'm locked behind this laptop. That's something that's on my list. That's on my own.
Girl, you got to get out. You got to live. You have to live. You got to have that 360-degree lifestyle where you're running an amazing business. It's on autopilot. It's probably time to start building your team.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's on my list.
Yeah, we may need to have an off conversation about you being on the team so you can get out there and have fun. So tell me, where are you going to take me? I'm coming to Jackson. Where are we going?
I would probably say to Thalamar Hall. They have plays there, some Broadway plays there. They're always having something new. I think The Color Purple, either it has just left or it's on its way here. I know I saw the advertisement downtown, but I like plays, I like musicals, that type of thing. So I know that that's somewhere we could definitely go if you're interested in things like that. Yeah.
I love plays and I love The Color Purple. Okay, so I love to eat. What's your favorite food?
I'm a foodie. I just love food, period.
I do too.
One of my favorite places to go, I would have to say O'Charley. I like O'Charley. Variety that they have. As far as maybe Southern food, I would probably go to Two Sisters Kitchen. And what I like about that establishment is it's actually a house that they turned into a restaurant.
Nice.
So it has that kind of like, I'm coming home for the holidays feel when you come in. So I like that. I like the atmosphere.
So what's your favorite food?
My favorite food is something that I'm not supposed to have.
Tanya.
But it's fried chicken. I love fried chicken.
Okay, now you know everybody can't fry chicken.
So. I know. That's why we would have to go to Two Sisters Kitchen.
Okay, I'm telling you, I'm coming.
They had me hooked on the atmosphere and the chicken.
I love it. Okay, so last fun question. What's on your bucket mm-hmm. list? What's one thing that's on your bucket list that you would love to do?
I would love to travel. One of the places that I would love to go is to Milan, Italy. And I just,
I'm kind of like an extrovert. I don't even know if that exists, but that is what I am.
Okay, you made it up. You just made up your own thing.
Yes, I tell people that all the time, and they're like, "What?" But I mean, I love people, but I have my moments where I just kind of like that solitude, mm-hmm. and I like the countryside. I love experiencing the quietness, but the bigness of the country. And so that's one of the places that's on my bucket list that I would like to go.
I love it. I love it. So Tanya, what's next for you? What's next for Tanya?
What's next? I am in the process now of creating a series of webinars on marketing and PR and promotion, and what the difference is between those three and how all three of those work together. I have encountered some entrepreneurs that don't know the difference, some that didn't even know that there was a difference. And, you know, they were like, "Really, there's a difference?" And I'm like, "Yeah,
for sure."
Yeah. So that's something that I just felt that was common sense, you know, that people just knew that. And I was having a conversation with another entrepreneur, and we were discussing about how the things that we feel that are common sense are not common sense to everyone else.
Yeah.
So I said, well, that's something that needs to be addressed. So that's what's next for me. I'm actually in the process of working on that. Just released that last
What did
week.
You say actually, that again for me?
I'm actually working now on developing and promoting and pushing the campaign on that.
Okay. Awesome. So who are your ideal clients? Really quickly, share it. Whoever's listening, who is a magnet to the solution that you provide?
A magnet. Those that are just starting out in their journey, who they don't know the direction that they need to go in, whether they need to go in next. Also those that have been in business for a while and they've just been coasting. They've just been coasting through as far as the marketing piece, to where they're feeling that, okay, just sharing the flyers and the social media posts, that's not getting it anymore. And so they need more in-depth strategies on how to actually market and to promote their business or even their product or service. So those are the people that need to connect with me, because that's, we're kind of like doing a deep cleansing of their marketing strategy. Because I've had clients that didn't even realize that they actually needed a strategy. They just felt like, okay, I create, yes.
Yeah,
they
believe me, that, I know. You know,
they create the flyer, they have like the dope website and the logo, and, you know, and they feel like this is it, you know, mm-hmm. this is the end of it. And I'm like, no, there's way much more to this.
So much more.
Yeah. You know, and so it's like when I start talking about different pieces and different strategies, and it's like, they're kind of like, what? So one thing that I learned over these past few years is that I have to do things in bite-sized pieces instead of just throwing the entire strategy at them. So that's something else that I'm working on with the consultation piece, as well as the implementation piece, to where I'm doing things now in bite-sized pieces for my clients, because, you know, everybody just can't take the full cup. Sometimes you have to give it to them in tablespoons, and not make them feel that they are any less successful because they have to take it in those tablespoons.
So what is your offer today? So for everyone that listens to this podcast, what is a special gift that you are providing them?
I am providing them my Expert Export Marketing Tips and Tools ebook. And Actually, this is a collection. It's sort of like a transcription of videos that I did over the course of last year. And I just pulled out some of the important nuggets out of it. And as I was writing this, other things came to mind, because from last year up until that particular point that I worked on this, I had grown even some more then. So I added a little extra. So even though people may have watched the videos, there's still more that they can get out of the actual ebook because I added some things. So it's going to be talking about things that you can learn as far as marketing your business, personal branding. Even if you are a career professional, there are things in there on how you can even brand yourself and how you can even use marketing to help you in developing your career. So that's what everyone will be receiving, and it's called the Expert Export Tip and Tool Book.
Nice. So tell everyone where they can find you at. Share all your social media handles and your website.
You can find me on Facebook under Tonya Franklin, or you can hit me up on my fan page, which is MJS Collaborative. I'm also on Instagram. My Instagram handle is MJS_virtual. And I'm also on Twitter, MJS Virtual Collaborative. I'm also on Twitter there. And you can check out my website at bit.ly/MJS Virtual Collaborative.
Nice. Well, Tonya, thank you so much for being a guest on Red Lipstick Chronicles podcast. You gave some great tips from the lips of a successful entrepreneur, and we wish you all the best. Definitely will keep you lifted up in prayer. If there's anything reach out to us, let us know. But again, thank you, and many, many blessings on your business. So to everyone sitting at home, driving in your car, listening, tell Tonya thank you. Thanks, Tonya. Have a great one.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
OMG, wasn't that an amazing, amazing interview? Tonya is phenomenal, and I love her stories. I love the points that she gave all of you, and she is definitely an entrepreneur that is headed to the top. Entrepreneurs that are willing to stick it out, they're willing to press, and after losing her home, after losing her husband, after being homeless, look at her now. And at the end of the day, that builds character and it builds strength. Those trials, those tribulations, they are not meant to break you. They are meant to teach you how to grow and develop. Oh my gosh, that was just absolutely amazing. I love our Red Lipstick Chronicle podcast. I thank you to all of our Red Lipstick followers. I appreciate you. Please continue to share this podcast with other entrepreneurs that truly desire to up level and go to the next level. And if you are an entrepreneur listening, and you are desperately seeking to grow and develop and shift, and you've been in business for a while, I'm talking about at least 2 to 3 years or more, and you're ready to up-level your profits, reach out to us. You can go to my website, www.Shanice, S-H-A-N-I-E-C-E, middle initial M, last name W-I-S-E, .com, so ShaniceMWise.com, and submit a podcast, a request form to be interviewed, because I'm sure that there are some amazing things that are inside of you that people need to know and they need to hear about. That is what this platform is about. And for me, as a personal and business development coach, I want you to get it out there and I want you to share it. And for those of you that need clarity, you need help with transitioning and transforming, go to my website and fill out a discovery session so we can talk ASAP. Because if you're not making six figures in your business, if you're not earning six figures in profit and revenues, it's time for you to up-level you and transform so you can ascend. So go to my website, fill out a discovery session form. There's also a free CD that you can download by going to my website, do it so we can chat. We can talk about what it is, what strategies and systems you need to put in place in order to up-level your business and profit from your gifts. So again, this is Shanice M. Wise, your personal and business development coach, certified executive trainer, certified coach in business development, motivational speaker, author, and just excited for you and excited for where God is taking you. Remember that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Have an amazing day.
Red Lipstick Chronicles. From the lips of successful entrepreneurs.